Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glowed. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then all the reindeer loved him, and they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Bill! Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then all the reindeer loved him, and they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Well, I think we might have a new member here. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I did pretty well.
That's
actually
the best. Isn't that about the best ding-a-ling you ever heard? I mean, the best bells you ever heard?
Well, she had a ding-a-ling right next to her during the snowman dance.
I see
thing,
that.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, you know, visual aids for the visually
more
impaired.
Brandy, I can tell. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Let me take a minute, if I could, Ralph, just to introduce the members of our
Please
band.
Please do.
Of course, you already know our lead bell ringer.
Thank Tawana. You. Yes. Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah,
thank
I know.
You.
Yeah, the pleasure's all yours, Tawana. We appreciate that.
The real ding-a-ling couldn't be here today, right?
Oh, my God. Well, we do have one in a check shirt sitting here. But all right, real quick, starting, you can't see this, but starting on my left, we have Bill Scott on the six-string banjo.
Looks yes. not a lot like Santa Claus there. I don't know.
Well, yeah, he does look
a little
bit.
We got two Santa Clauses.
Two Santa Clauses. How can that be?
He's got to put his glasses on first.
I'm going to put my glasses on to be real Santa.
There it is.
There you go.
We want to talk to you about this present thing, why you're wrapping some and not others, okay?
Exactly.
Just saying, before you walk out of here today, we're going to know the inside
scoop. Special kids get wrapped.
Next to Bill, and between Bill and I, is Judy Lobmeyer on guitar, vocals, and drum. On my right, Don Lassay from Lodi.
Thank you.
Ooh. And I should have mentioned, by the way, that Bill and Judy are both in the Cross Plains area. Okay. Then next to Don, we have Jim Stiles from Baraboo. And just down from there is
so
Buck
WRPQ. Wilkerson. That's from Baraboo, too, you know.
That's right. Buck Wilkerson down here in the electric guitar. And next to him, Judy's husband, Jim Lobmeyer. Now, Judy tells me they've only been married for 100 years, or it seemed like it. I'm not sure. Something like that. My name is Jim McGinnis, and I'm from across the river in Mazamani, but I am.
Oh,
I know.
Oh.
All the way across the river.
You got to have a green card come across, but there it is.
That's, where wife, that's where that beach is. Oh, they closed that.
Oh, now never mind about the beach.
Oh, please,
there aren't too many people at the beach right now, I can assure you. Betty and I are on the board of the Historical Society at the Tripp Museum. And by the way, one thing coming up. A week from today is Inga. Remember Inga?
Inga Witcher.
Yes, Inga Witcher, yep. the farm table. She's going to be there cooking next Saturday.
Wow.
If you're hungry and haven't gotten around to cooking your prime rib yet, there's something you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Jody and Inga were both on the air with me this past week on Wednesday talking about that very event. Yep. And there's other things going on, too, afterwards, right? You've got some authors going
to
be down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, there'll be various local authors there to talk about their book and sign their books and... Well, we try our very best to support as much local as we can, both in reality when it comes to local authors and culturally when it comes to things like Inga and her farm table.
Yep.
Because this is a farm place right around here.
Indeed. Indeed. We have a lot of farmers that are our business folks. In fact, our customers, if we didn't have farmers, I don't know what we'd do here at McFarland.
There you go.
Huge part of our customer bass. So, well, thank you so much, guys. The JS Tripper Band. And don't forget about the Trip Tip Kettle. Don't forget about that, because if you haven't put a tip in the Trip Tip Kettle, then you've missed the bit with the Trip Tip Kettle. So I'm going to keep trying to come up with a way to make this thing work. You're going to have to appreciate my effort, if nothing else, okay?
You have great effort, Rolf.
I do. I get an E4 effort. So anyways, yes. Why is the shopping local thing important? What do you think, T?
Well, it's very important all times of the year. I mean, a known fact that we know in this country is that when you spend $100 at a local business, roughly $68 stays right in our community. And when you compare that to large box nationwide chains, only about $43 of that comes back through taxes and things like that. Okay. So it is important. And I would say even outside of that, the businesses locally are the ones that our high schools go to ask for donations, that our nonprofits go to ask for donations. They're the one making holiday light parades and show displays and couch up and fire on the river and all those things to be successful. And, you know, that money comes from somewhere. And so they are always willing to do it and help out whenever they need to. But we need to remember as consumers where those dollars are coming from 365 days a year.
Sure. When you think of, all the lifeblood that's in a community, yep. And it's coming from those businesses, it's coming from people investing in the community, really, when it comes down to it. And we talk about, the stock market's doing great. Well, communities do great when people remember that there is that infusion that you need to do.
And communities do great when local residents have a place to work.
Yeah.
And really, I think we forget about that. It's easy to talk about the donations. How many people does McFarland's here employ?
Yeah.
And these people and their families depend on people supporting local business. So I would encourage everyone to do it. There are so many fun things. I think I was here when I had to buy a baby gift before, and I had an opportunity to go down to D. Marie Knit and Fiber and buy the cutest winter hat in the shape of a bear for a newborn infant. And so as I was buying that, I said, where could I get some little overalls? And I said, oh, McFarland's, the Carhartt overalls. And sure enough, come in and there they are on sale. And, for what I would have spent driving to Madison, I was able to get two unique items right here in town.
Sure.
For the longest time, my coffee pot, I probably go through two coffee pots a year. I don't know why.
It's like my mother-in-law.
Hard water in Wisconsin, so, I tell you.
Coffee drinkers, we are.
But I was like, I refuse. And we busted a canteen. And so one day, whenever I was here, I said, I wonder if McFarland's would have a multi-purpose canteen. I couldn't find one anywhere. Sure enough, right there in the middle of an aisle. And so our local businesses have unique gifts, out-of-the-box thinking, but also those hard-to-find items. And I just would encourage people to think about all of those things. Couple that I wanted to, that you might not think of all the time, Rainbow Floral, not just a florist. They have amazing gift ideas and home accessories and decorating ideas.
Sure.
Another thing for a florist, though, is maybe you want to buy a gift certificate where twice a year someone can call and get a flower arrangement for whatever they need. I talked about D. Marie, but in addition to buying items there, Dana Fehrenbach has done an amazing job on engaging community. It has definitely become a destination business, but a business that has engaged our young people. Any given day you go in there and there's elementary, middle, high school age students knitting. And
isn't that wild?
It's crazy.
That's
to me.
When I heard about that, I was like, really? Kids like knitting? Wow.
Yeah.
Well, who'd have thunk it?
Right. So you can buy a gift certificate to put your grandchild or niece or nephew through a class at D. Marie and get them away from that technology that tends to drive us moms crazy.
World of Warcraft? You don't like that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Cameo Antique. People don't think about stopping in the antique shop when you need a side table or a hutch or a coffee table. It's not just heirloom memorabilia. They've got amazing furniture pieces and decorating pieces as well.
Sure.
Baldwick Family Pharmacy, not just a pharmacy. They have amazing eagle things for little kids and gift ideas and wellness opportunities.
Yeah, Char there does. She has such unique taste in things, too.
Yes.
It's really cool because I never thought anyone did anything like that.
Right.
And she has really good taste in stuff, too, which I'm always impressed with that.
Yep.
So,
cool. And I'm hoping that my daughter is not listening to this, but I want to give you an example.
Elizabeth, quiet. Go to the bathroom right now.
So for about 3 years, I'm not kidding, she has been asking her father, who travels every week, for a neck pillow for when she flies once, maybe twice a year. And she always asks in the airport, which is $24.99 for a neck pillow.
Okay.
And I go, I'm never buying you a neck pillow, and it's come to be a joke. Well, at the end cap of Ace the other day, I'm walking through, and there they have neck pillows, $4.99. I mean, who would have thought?
So I
picked one up quickly and wrapped it up from her dad, and that'll be a little joke on Christmas. But you can find amazing things, just like here in McFarland's.
A lot of pieces have gift cards. We have gift cards as well, just so that if you don't know what to get a gift card. Why not? And again, you have that local connection. The people have a local connection. The businesses have a local connection. There's always that, I guess, almost a camaraderie, right?
Yep. So, River Arts on Water, fabulous jewelry pieces for women in there. But then I also like to tell men, if you're listening, Rejuvenation Clinic. Women are not offended when you buy us gift certificates to make us look better. So stop by, go, let your ladies go be pampered. Any of the salons in town, gift certificates for facials, massages, pedicures.
Am I getting any nods from the ladies in the audience here? Is this a good
idea? Ladies, wouldn't you love a gift certificate to be pampered?
Yeah.
And sometimes
like
we need a little help.
Too, but that's different.
We have a new business in town called the Sweet Country Life. It is in the old Railroad Depot in Prairie du Sac, and you can't miss it when you drive by because her decorating skills are amazing. But open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and is excited to share farmhouse and country furniture and gifts.
It's just a list that goes on and on. So let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about some of the other local things people can shop. We'll get it organized here in our heads, and you can practice your ringing a little more, because you never know when you get called on that for another song, right?
Yeah.
I know that I'm sure bells are probably in just about every Christmas song there is, right? Don't go away, folks. Come back. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with a word from our sponsor.
Courtesy Ford of Sauk Prairie, home of Trucktown USA. Choose from a bigger inventory of over 1,000 vehicles at CourtesyFordSaukCity.com. Get bigger discounts with Black Friday specials continuing through the end of the year exclusively at Courtesy Ford Sauk City. Trade-in allowances over and above Kelley Blue Book. Visit Courtesy Ford Sauk City today. Test drive the Ford F-150 and get more truck for your buck. $249 payments. See dealer for details. Service now open on Saturdays, and we will work on diesels. It's the all-new Courtesy Ford in Sauk City. It's courtesy that counts.
There's always a special magic in the air this time of year. The holiday season is a great time for Meyer Insurance in Sauk City, your local Pekin Insurance Agency, to thank you for your business and wish you and yours all the best during this special time of year. In any season, Meyer Insurance Agency is committed to providing you with beyond the expected service and peace of mind. From everyone at Meyer Insurance and Pekin Insurance, enjoy the wonder of the season and have a safe and happy holiday. Christmas shopping for your special someone is easy at Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts on Highway 12 in the Baraboo Mini Mall. Choose jewelry beautifully crafted with diamonds, emeralds, sapphires, rubies, and pearls. Watches are also great Christmas gifts, and jewelry boxes are ideal gifts to help keep a jewelry collection intact. Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts offers in-store financing and free gift wrapping. Service, selection, value. That's Christmas shopping at Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts, Highway 12 in the Baraboo Mini Mall.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place but don't think you can afford a top brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531.
Fritz Wittenbach here with Wittenbach Meats in Prairie du Sac. We've got gift boxes to meet your gift-giving needs. Check out our website at wmeats.com to see this year's selection of gift boxes. You are always welcome to build your own gift box using our award-winning sausages and local items. If you are unsure, you can purchase a gift certificate in any amount. Who wouldn't love that? I'll let you in on a little secret. Santa likes Wittenbach bacon better than cookies.
More than $1 million. That's how much members of Heritage Credit Union saved last year. They refinanced their vehicles and homes to get better rates and lower payments. And they used our free and low-cost financial services to save even more, like Heritage's Simply Free Checking with no hidden fees, no minimum balance, and thousands of surcharge-free ATMs. Members save hundreds each year just by making the switch to Heritage, and you can too. Visit heritagecu.org/million for complete details. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender.
And we are back with a very Sauk Prairie Christmas. If you went away for a little while, now you're coming back. We got lots more to talk about, folks, so don't be shy about turning the radio up, because right now we're going to cue back over to our friends, the JS Tripper Band. Jim, you've got another tune ready for us, right, don't you?
We do. We're going to do White Christmas. Don's going to do that, but I want to take a quick second to thank John Breinig for the sound. He's doing a super job back there. The sound guys rarely get much credit.
That's right.
But they always make us sound better than we are. So we appreciate that.
We could not do today's show without JB, I can tell you that
there
for
you
sure.
There you go, JB so, as well.
Absolutely not.
He can take anything out of that, your voice you don't want to hear.
Yeah, we got the defrogger turned on today for you, don't we, Don? So, yeah. Don, let's say.
Just
we,
a little bit. Little, we, it's let's say.
But, let's say.
So, okay.
And we're ready to go with Don again singing the lead on White
little
Christmas, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. Play a little buck.
Tripper Bands. So thanks so much, guys. Yeah, and we're dreaming of a white Christmas around here in Wisconsin, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's really fun at first, and then it gets to be like January, February, you're like, I wish it was up snowing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm getting ready for spring now. So
you know, I was thinking about whenever I said, wouldn't it be great if it didn't snow till the 24th? And I would be remiss. There's a lot of people that really depend on that snow from lodging and retail and restaurants. And speaking of one that I wanted to talk about, a gift idea was Devil's Head Resort.
Oh, right.
They really prefer real snow than making snow. So.
We do too for snowblower sales.
Yes.
Just to let you know.
Exactly. Yeah. So I apologize for my disdain of snow, but for everyone else, I hope I go out and it's a blizzard when
there you
I leave. Here.
There you go. Good deal. And there's other business. We were talking about local businesses. There's so many around this area, and not just in Sauk Prairie, but in Baraboo and Lodi
for sure.
And whatnot. So everybody has
think about
community.
All the snowmobiling trails and the communities and taverns and things that are impacting. It is huge. But talking about gift giving, I don't want to forget, I've got a 15-year-old son, too, and he skis, but he doesn't love it. But some of his friends live at Devil's Head Ski Resort, you know, every chance they can after school weekends. And so their parents have started buying them annual ski passes as a gift.
Cool.
And so that's something, too, that I wanted to remind people. If you know someone that enjoys snowboarding or skiing, that would be a great opportunity. Or golf, for that matter. Go to Lake Wisconsin or Devil's Head for their golf course passes.
Okay.
But I also, I had a great conversation yesterday with Jeff over at Rehab Target Center.
Okay.
And I said, I'm going to be doing this radio show. Do you have any promotions you're trying to get people to come in and buy? Because Rehab is a real destination business here. Probably 50 to 60% of their business comes from outside of the Sauk Prairie area.
Interesting. Okay.
And he said, no, don't talk about ammunition or targets. He said, talk about gun safes, because for this time of year, we know that it is hard for many people. And I think often we forget that. And so he said one of the biggest things they sell over the holidays is gun safes. And they can start anywhere from $650 on up. But he said gift certificates are good. But that a chit and a chat and advice is always free there. So go see Jeff over there.
People like free. Free's good.
Yeah, right. So. Styles and Stitches, if you have Eagle fans in the area, is always a great place to get a new sweatshirt or T-shirt. Walgreens, what I wanted to say about them, you can find anything in Walgreens just like here at McFarland's. Yeah. But I like the aisle that's as seen on TV, because so many people see things on TV and you're like, oh, I'm not sure. I don't want to pay the shipping. So that's always a fun place to go for that type of stuff.
Okay.
And then also wanted to mention Wallersheim Winery. Again, if you've got wine lovers, that's a great place to go, or brandy. Okay. But you can also find amazing gift giving ideas in there. They have some awesome cutting boards and platters and things like that. Holiday ornaments that are unique to Sauk Prairie. So I would encourage people to stop by there, and it's just a beautiful place to enjoy the Christmas season as well.
Well, and with W's, of course, Wittenbach Meats is in that category with the tenderloins and the cheese boxes and the sausage boxes. And
Carr Valley cheese, Cedar Grove cheese. Yeah. I mean, the list goes on and on. I would encourage people to go to saukprairie.com, type in retail, and then you can see all of the list of local areas. But I don't want to forget restaurants as gift-giving ideas, because Prairie House and Eagle Inn, they have a great thing going right now.
Can we? Is that okay if we take a quick break and we'll come back? We'll finish up with restaurants.
Yeah.
Because you were saying before, food isn't everything, but food is everything.
Food is everything.
Especially at the holidays. So don't go anywhere. Get your appetites going. Get the salivation going. We'll be back with some great restaurant ideas here in Sauk Prairie on a very Sauk Prairie Christmas.
Here we are, smack dab in the heating season. Customers of Consumers Co-op in Sauk City know they'll be well taken care of all season long. In addition to receiving top quality Cenex propane, they have peace of mind knowing they'll always have it in their tanks and at the best price. Consumer Co-op's massive storage tanks ensure patrons warmth and comfort all season long. Isn't that what you want? Call Consumers Co-op at 643-3301. 643-3301. Consumers Co-op in Sauk City. They deliver value and have for over 86 years.
Farmers, who's your source for barn sand? It should be Badger Excavating and Plumbing in Prairie du Sec. Call them today for pricing and on-farm delivery. Call Badger Excavating and Plumbing now at 608-643-2881. Whether you live on the farm or in town, remember Badger Excavating and Plumbing for all your ag, commercial, and residential excavating and plumbing needs. Basements, general bulldozing, driveways, septic system installs, gravel and topsoil, and new and repair plumbing services. Make Badger Excavating and Plumbing in Prairie du Sec your number one source. 608-643-2881. Common minor illnesses for ages 12 months and up are easily taken care of by visiting the Prairie Express Clinic. This walk-in clinic is located at the Prairie Clinic, 112 Helen Street in Sauk City. This is a walk-in clinic for care of common health issues. Beginning in January, Express Clinic hours are expanding. Use the Prairie Express Clinic Mondays from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 1 to 7, and Fridays 9 to 4. The goal of Prairie Express Clinic is to provide the best possible care for patients. Prairie Clinics, dedicated to care. caring for the community the past 60 years. For 100 years, Bank of Prairie du Sac has been the only locally owned independent community bank in the Sauk Prairie area. Choose Bank of Prairie du Sac where customers come first, and their mission is to do what is right. With online and mobile banking and over 800 surcharge-free ATMs, it's easy to stay on top of your finances. Visit their offices in Sauk Prairie or call 608-643-3393 to experience personalized banking firsthand. Bank of Prairie du Sac has the options that are right for you and 100 years of experience. Member FDIC. Christmas shopping for your special someone is easy at Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts on Highway 12 in the Baraboo Mini Mall. Choose jewelry beautifully crafted with diamonds, emeralds, sapphires, rubies, and pearls. Watches are also great Christmas gifts, and jewelry boxes are ideal gifts to help keep a jewelry collection intact. Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts offers in-store financing and free gift wrapping. Service, selection, value. That's Christmas shopping at Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts, Highway 12 in the Baraboo Mini Mall.
Heads up if you live in Sauk City, Prairie du Sac, Bluffview, and along the Wisconsin River from Sauk Prairie to Moon Valley and Merrimack. Merrimack Communications wants to be your internet, cable television, and telephone service provider. This local business with local service and very competitive rates provides blazing fast fiber to the home and business. You get blazing fast internet service, cutting-edge crystal clear telephone service, and a fully digital cable TV service with 200-plus channels and HD. Learn more at MERR.com. MERR.com.
And welcome back to a very Sauk Prairie Christmas here at live at McFarland's in Sauk City. We've been talking extensively with Tawana German, who is the executive director of the Sauk Prairie Chamber of Commerce. And we're going to wrap up this hour, our first episode here, with talking about restaurants, things near and dear to my heart, which is my stomach, very near and dear to my heart. So how, what kind of stomach opportunities are there in the Sauk Prairie area?
Well, when you think of gift giving, everyone needs food. They love food. And some people's budgets don't allow them to go out and dine. And so gift certificates to area restaurants are a great gift choice. Right now, if you go to Prairie House or Eagle Inn and you buy a $100 gift certificate, you will receive a $20 gift certificate for free. So $120 for the price of $100.
I think that's a 20% increase.
Yeah. Actually, you could give two gifts that way if you wanted to give someone $100, someone else a $20, or just keep the $20 for yourself.
And I defy you to find a stock that is getting 20% dividend right now.
Exactly. Some places else that I want to make sure people know about is Riviera Bowl and Pizza has done major renovations to that site. It looks amazing. But I'm not sure everyone knows they have a Monday through Friday lunch buffet now for $8.99. Well, if you have high school students, that would be a great place to get gift certificates so they could run in on their lunch. It's all ready and prepared. Full salad bar, different choices each day from pasta to pizza. But on the pizza day, there's probably 10 different pizzas, a full soup bar. So for $8.99, that's a great deal. Of course, we've got places like Woodshed Ale House, the Gem Bar, the Press Box. We talked about Wood Barbecue, Q's Bar and River Deck. Those are all great, unique, different places. Green Acres, we know, is a favorite, along with the Dorf House. But there's also restaurants out at Devil's Head and Blue Spoon Cafe, Black Hawk Family Restaurant. He gives so much back to this community and supports anything. And so I love it when people support those types of businesses.
Sure.
So, again, I would just encourage people to go to saltprairie.com. You can type in restaurants and see a list of all the area restaurants.
There you go.
If you don't want to go through that, you can always buy a chamber gift certificate. Whatever you buy, it's dollar for dollar. We don't make anything. It's just encouraging that people keep the dollars local.
Sure.
And so all of our local retailers, restaurants participate in that. So that's a good way, too. You can stop by the chamber Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and just buy chamber bucks and give to people.
Sure. And there's a new app, too, that helps with this local shopping, too, right?
Yeah.
We're going to Sauk Prairie.com. Look for My Hutera.
Hutera app. It's an app that you need to download. Hutera headquarters out of De Pere, Wisconsin, is giving $50,000 back to the community this holiday season to local nonprofits. So when you download the app, you select your nonprofit of choice. And then people, when they're out shopping local, as long as they go to 20 local restaurants and use their app, that organization gets dollars back. And so we've taken the opportunity to load in all area restaurants, retailers, things like that.
Okay.
And so all you've got to do is download the app if you have an Android or Apple device.
So put that app in your cap and smoke it, right?
Correct.
That's the way you should do that. And you know, just lots of things. We've got the Trip Tip kettle, and we've got the app and the cap app. And we've got all kinds of things going on for our show today. And if you joined us at the end of the show, go back to WRPQ.com. Sometime later today, or will be on Monday, Jeff, do you know? Monday. So sometime Monday we'll have this show. It'll be archived. So if you want to listen to it again, or if you missed a big part of it, or you want to tell a friend that missed it to come and listen on WRPQ.com. And of course, get the live app there too. You can put that app in your cap and play it, not smoke it, because you don't want to smoke a radio station.
No.
It don't taste good.
No.
Smoked. So although Wittenbach Meats does, and I'm still mad at JB for having beef sticks and not sharing them.
Yeah.
But I'm not mad at the JF Trip Mad for thank you so much, Jim, and the rest of you folks for joining us today on the show. If you're in the area and you want to drive down to McFarland's, we'll still be happy to have you grace our doorway. And the Tripper Band's going to be playing here for a while, right, Jim? At least another hour, at least, yeah. So we'll keep you playing, and you'll be strumming, and you'll be playing other things than just Christmas tunes, too.
They promised us beef sticks.
Oh, beef sticks. Yeah, you guys can be bought for beef sticks, huh? Now I know. Okay, well, you can put maybe some beef sticks in the trip tip kettle as well, right? That'd be okay as well. All right, good. Well, join us again next week, folks. We've got another 3 weeks of a very Sauk Prairie Christmas, so we hope you can join us on the radio or come on down, be part of our live audience. There are gifts here for people that join us on the live audience, so... If you get here next week, you can get one of our free McFarland's gifts, and you'll be surprised at what all that gift entails.
Yes,
but
for sure.
But thank you, Tawana, so much for joining us.
Oh, Raul, thank you. Thanks, everyone, here this morning. I wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. Enjoy time with family and friends, and
indeed,
remember the reason for the season,
indeed,
and that's also helping others. So,
it is.
And one thing I wanted to say, too, about the trip, there's so many elderly in this community or even young people that love history. That's a great place, too, to buy an annual membership and encourage people to get engaged. Wouldn't it be great if you took one of your family members down to one of their events and just introduce them to other people? And so I encourage people to think about those that may need a little nudging and kind of get them out to appreciate the holidays.
Yep, because next week there's great things going on at the Trip Heritage Museum. There's stuff going on here. We've got authors coming here. Jerry Epps is going to be on this show with us next week, and we've got another musical guest, and then we're going to have some author signing things, so people can go back and forth between the two different places and get every book they could possibly want signed. So thanks, Jim, for joining us. You're going to close out with a little bit of a Santa thing, I understand, because
coming to town.
Santa is coming to town. So here we go with, as we finish up the hour, thanks for joining us on a very Sauk Prairie Christmas.
You better watch out. You better not cry, you better not shout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, checking it twice, couldn't find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He knows when you are sleeping, he knows when you're awake. He knows when you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Toylands will have a jubilee. They're gonna build a toyland town all around the Christmas tree. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Oh, Santa Claus is coming to town.
Prairie Plumbing and Heating, courtesy Ford, Merrimack Communications, and Consumers Co-op have helped bring you this live edition of A Very Sauk Prairie Christmas. Today's show came to you from McFarland's and was also brought to you by Fairway Mortgage, Prairie Clinic, Wittenbach Meats, Badger Excavating and Plumbing, and Heritage Credit Union. Listen for A Very Sauk Prairie Christmas with host Raul LaBrèche through Christmas Eve morning. Additional sponsors of today's show included Bank of Prairie du Sac, Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts, and Meyer Insurance. Thank you for joining us. Have a very Merry Sauk Prairie Christmas.